Good morning. Time again for the Medicine Ball Caravan. Tell you what, a great bike ride to the campus this morning. Beautiful, the epitome of a fall day on the outside. We're going to get airborne with some great music over the next 60 minutes, including a few brand new releases, including one from Research Turtles out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Their Man Killer Part 2 disc is finally out, produced by Justin Tockett. We'll also hear a brand new single coming out Tuesday by King Tough, one for the Halloween season, I guess, a track called Screaming Skull. But this group's been around since the late 70s, early 80s. They were a radio mainstay. Seattle's own Heart, Ann and Nancy Wilson, are back with a brand new album. This is the title track to Fanatic.
Message to unfold. Diamond eyes, those two for funds. You are the stable. Try as I may, I'm stuck to you. So young and able to try the things I'd like to do. Diamond eyes, the nose too high, the red too green, the in between. Fancy wall, Robin, fancy wall, Robin, fancy wall, Robin, fancy wall, fancy.
Fancy wall,
Tough, Screaming Skull. That'll be released on Tuesday. And before that, Research Turtles from right here out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. The Fancy is taken from their new disc, Man Killer Part 2. And Heart began the program, title track to Fanatic, their brand new album. That's right, Ann and Nancy Wilson back and sounding just like they did back in the late 70s, early 80s. It's 11 minutes past the hour. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Weather for the listening area. Mostly sunny. You can see that by opening your eyes. A beautiful day outside. A high of around 81 degrees. Winds calm. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 62. And another beautiful sunny day on Wednesday with a high of 85. Currently, it's fair. I know about 75 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. The Creative Writing Program and the English Department here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette will present Michael Griffith of the University of Cincinnati. He has written books including Spikes, Bibliophilia, and The Trophy. He'll be reading this evening in the Ernest J. Gaines Center located in the Dupre Library here on campus at 7:30 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. D&D and the Mystery Three is the duo of multi-instrumentalists Danny DeVilliers of Fights, Bonsoir Cartin, and Dallas Griffith, also of Fights and Imagine I Am. They'll be debuting an ongoing project this Thursday, October 4th, at the Blue Moon Saloon. You're going to find out more about this tomorrow right here on the Caravan. They'll be here. We'll be doing that tomorrow right here on KRVS in the Caravan. Next up, we're going to go back to 1973 in San Francisco. Keyboardist Merle Saunders and guitar legend Jerry Garcia, they did a series of recordings at the Keystone in Berkeley, and there was an album, a double album, put out sometime later, and now on CD, and of course as download, there is the complete 1973 Fantasy recordings of Merle Saunders and Jerry Garcia. This one's called Keepers. Going back to 2008 and a favorite spin here on the Caravan, that's Stax mainstay guitarist Steve Cropper and Felix Cavalieri of the Rascals with one of those days. It's been one of those days from Nudge It Up a Notch. Came out on Stax Records in 2008. And before that, keyboardist Merle Saunders and Jerry Garcia recorded at the Keystone in Berkeley, an instrumental called Keepers, and that's on a new Keystone Companions, the complete 1973 fantasy recordings, and it is, of course, on Fantasy Records. Hey, this guy was just in town not long ago at Vermilionville. Graham Parker and his band The Rumor are coming out with a new album called Three Chords Good. Let's take a long, emotional ride.
Everything from a distance, recorded for posterity. But lately I've been feeling things that I never felt before. Maybe I'm just getting old or something, but something broke down my resistance and opened the door. But it's a long took one word of advice, never in my whole life. But now I want to hear what other people say, whether it's wrong or right. I dreamed I saw a movie of my life. I thought I dreamed it, but it was real.
That new from Graham Parker and The Rumor. The new release is entitled Three Chords Good, and that's Long Emotional Ride. It's 30 minutes past the hour. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. The program is the Medicine Ball Caravan. On Thursday, October 4th, the 16th annual homecoming concert will be held in Angel Auditorium here on campus. It's called Musical Games, and it's presented by the University Wind Ensemble. It's 8 o'clock this Thursday, October 4th, in Angel Auditorium. It's free and open to the public. The McNeese State University Department of Performing Arts will present a free faculty recital featuring Dr. Brett Smythe, and that's Thursday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m., and that takes place in Ralph Squire's Recital Hall of the Shearman Fine Arts Center. The UL Lafayette College of the Arts presents its annual Beaux-Arts Ball on Friday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at River Oaks here in Lafayette. This event is one of the official UL Lafayette Homecoming Week activities. For tickets or to reserve tables, you can call 337-482-6224 for the Beaux-Arts Ball this coming Friday. Also this Friday, over at Cité des Arts, downtown Lafayette, at 8 p.m., there'll be a performance by Dave Rempis, saxophonist. He'll be accompanied by Jeff Albert, trombone, Joseph Butts, bass, and Marcello Benetti, drums. And this is at Cité des Arts, beginning at 8 p.m. on Friday. Friday nights are also jazz nights at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. This Friday at 7:30 p.m., it's the Mark Whitfield Quartet. Again, that's 7:30 p.m. this Friday at the ACA. You can give them a call for table reservations. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will open the Hubble Chamber Music Series with Vienna 1812 featuring the Linden String Quartet. That happens this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And this takes place also at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can check out more about the ACA at their website, acadianasymphony.org. More about the things of the Acadiana Symphony that are happening at the ACA. You can check out the ACA website as well, of course. Coming up at 12 noon, we're going to E-Town. At 1 o'clock, it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. Cheryl's busy with some family matters, so we'll be rerunning an hour she spent a couple of months or so ago with Sam Broussard, guitarist Sam Broussard, with Steve Riley and Mamu Playboys, and a singer-songwriter in his own right. And that's at 1 o'clock, The Exchange with Cheryl Castile, all here on KRVS. A playlist for this and other locally produced shows, as well as podcasts, and a whole lot more are available at krvs.org. Safe and easy way to pledge your support. We need our listeners and to become members to help sustain the station. We do that year-round, and we'll be doing it a bit more with our fall fundraiser beginning in a couple of weeks right here on Public Radio. Steve Cropper, who we were playing earlier, with a little stacked version of With a Little Help from My Friends. From Abbey Road.
Won't you soon, baby? Won't you soon, baby? she's a soul.
Thank you.
that's a couple you don't hear too many classic rock stations playing anymore, by Zepp. Celebration Day and Friends from Led Zeppelin 3. Before that, Alice Cooper with Long Way to Go from Love It to Death. And John Lennon, The Beatles, I Want You, She's So Heavy from Abbey Road. Did you guys hear about Neil Young mentioning givers like twice in his brand new book? I think it's an autobiography or something, but he mentions them as one of the groups, current groups out there that he totally admires. And we're totally with him. At least here at KRVS, we are. Medicine Ball Caravan is produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again tomorrow. Let's go out with givers and meantime. Have a great day.
Don't get stuck in the meantime. No such thing as the meantime.